This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I know. I shouldn't be bringing up sports or football or my Dallas Cowboys. So many of you are not Dallas Cowboy fans. I mean, there's, 32 teams, so it's probably a 1 out of 32 shot that each one of you is a Dallas Cowboy fan. But I am, since almost birth, one of the world's biggest Dallas Cowboy fans. I must say, my Cowboys are one game away from reaching the playoffs. It's unbelievable. They're 6-9, and they could be 7-9 and in the playoffs, and the division winner actually playing a home game against a wild card team, I guess. So, I mean, it's just the most amazing miracle in the history of sports that they're in such a terrible conference that the team that finishes 7-9 will win the conference. And Dallas is 6-9, and they've got a big game. And if the Washington Redskins lose to the Philadelphia Eagles next Sunday, and the Cowboys beat the Giants, we're in the playoffs. If the Cowboys lose to the Giants will be in the playoffs. If the Redskins beat the Eagles, the Washington Redskins, my hated Redskins, will be in the playoffs. And the team I hate the most is Philadelphia. No matter what they do, they won't be in. So I'm glad about that. Screw the Eagles. Hate them. But my Cowboys, right at the doorstep of being in the playoffs after the worst year I've ever seen. Amazing. Let me report again at the top of the hour my Trump car parade and Stop the Election Steal event coming up on January 6th. 99% of you are not going to get on a plane, or let alone a car, and go 3,000 miles to Washington, D.C., and 3,000 miles back for, the Stop the Steal event in Washington. I'm not sure what they're calling it, something like that. Mine is more of a celebration of Trump and Stop the Steal. You know, we got to celebrate that we've had 4 years of what I think is one of the great presidents of all time. And if he had been reelected, and he still may be reelected, we still could win this thing. Then I think he'll go down as the GOAT, the greatest of all time. He needed another 4 years to be the GOAT. I mean, nothing he's done is permanent. If Biden gets in, he'll erase everything Trump did, and Trump's no longer the GOAT. Just like that. So we got to get him reelected, and everybody thinks it's over. It's not over. There are huge things happening I will tell you about. But in the meantime, January 6th, Wednesday, January 6th, a week from this Wednesday, is the Wayne Allen Root Trump Car Parade and Stop the Election Steal event down the Vegas Strip. It starts at 9 a.m. We're leaving at 9 a.m. from the Ahern Hotel. We've got that whole six-story parking garage to stage all of our cars. And then we've got all the many, many empty lots around the Ahern Hotel. And we're going to drive up and down the Strip. Then we're going to wind up at the federal courthouse at 10 a.m. Or around 10 a.m., somewhere around 10 a.m., we'll all get to the federal courthouse, like the cavalry arriving, fashionably late. Wayne Root's always fashionably late. If there's a party at 10 a.m., I'm there at 11. If it's at 11, I'm there at 12. But I'm always there. And my friends always know I come to every event, but I'm always late. I always walk in when it's jam-packed, and I get to make the best impression. And so you're all going to join me with a fashionably late arrival, because the Trump protest at the federal courthouse starts at 9 a.m. We start from 8 and 9 and show up like the cavalry. Thousands of cars beeping, flying Trump flags and Stop the Steal flags and American flags, and we show up all of a sudden at 10 a.m. and make the event go alive. And wake up the federal office building, federal courthouse. And so check it out. Cars start lining up at the Ahern Hotel at 7 a.m. Car parade leaves at 9 a.m. up and down the Vegas Strip. We'll make a U-turn up at sunset, come all the way back north down the Vegas Strip, and go to the federal courthouse at 333 South Las Vegas Boulevard. And we'll arrive by 10 a.m. for the biggest Trump rally ever. There's lots of parking down by the federal courthouse, two giant parking structures. Some of you, my listeners, are older, so you won't want to maybe get out of the car and join the protest. Maybe you won't. Or maybe you will. Whatever you want to do, that's the freedom and the choice I believe in. Just do the car parade. And some of us will come and show up, but we'll all drive by, beeping horns with American flags and Trump flags. We'll all drive by the federal courthouse and wake them up. And some of you will park and join, some won't. And then at 12 or so, I'm leaving because I've got a 12:30 lunch reservation at the Great Ahern Hotel. I want to thank Don Ahern for making this possible. He's always backing me. He's a good man. Don Ahern is allowing us to use his parking garage and to use his structure and stage. And then we're going to come back and go to RSVP, first come, first served, at the restaurant there, the Trattoria by Chef Mark. I'm going to give you the phone number to RSVP if you want to have lunch there on Wednesday, January 6th. I'm going back. I'm leaving the protest downtown at 12, and I'll get there at 12:30. I'll eat lunch till 1:32, drive home, and be ready for my radio show at 3 o'clock. So I'm having lunch at 12:30 at Trattoria by Chef Mark at the Ahern Hotel, and all the Trump people could be there and celebrate. 725-214-4950, the new area code for Vegas, 725-214-4950, RSVP, first come, first serve. But I do things in style, as I said in hour one. You know, I'm not like a show up at a protest and bring a sandwich in a brown paper bag kind of guy. I'm not an eat hot dogs from a side vendor. I want to go back after I've made my statement and eat a feast at an amazing Italian restaurant at the Ahern Hotel and thank Don Ahern, spend my money there, and thank him for hosting everything. So anyone who wants to join me, you're invited, but you better RSVP. First come, first serve. That phone number one more time for lunch next Wednesday, January 6th. 12:30 is 725-214-4950. And if any of these details, if you miss them, you're driving, just email me when you get home, and I'll be glad to send you the flyer, the brochure about this event. Just email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'll also have the flyer up at my website, rootforamerica.com, by tomorrow, rootforamerica.com. And the other way to reach me, of course, is at Twitter and Parler. Much, much more comfortable at Parler now. P-A-R-L-E-R. Get the free app or go to Parler.com. And I'm at Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root. I'm up to almost 80,000 fans there now. 135,000 at Twitter. But much more active at Parler. The 80,000 at Parler beat the 135 at Twitter. Because I'm not being shadow banned at Parler. So I mentioned these breaking results in the first hour. Pennsylvania's certified results for the president are found in error. The error is twice the size of the difference between the candidates. In other words, Pennsylvania certified an election with 6,962,000 votes, but there are only 6,700,000 voters that voted. Something's wrong. And here's another amazing story in Pennsylvania, or out of Pennsylvania. Mathematician Bobby Pittan finds more than 500,000 unique last names in Pennsylvania. And his conclusion is that a sophisticated state actor, I assume he means China, was able to optimize the desired outcome. Bobby Pittan, the mathematician who testified at the Arizona voter fraud hearing, dropped a bombshell this weekend. He's pointed out blatant voter fraud through incontrovertible evidence. At one point claiming he'd stake his life on the factual nature of his testimony, he revealed this weekend that he examined 9 million records in Pennsylvania and has identified 521,879 unique last names. In other words, that's 579,000 plus people who have no parents, no siblings, no aunts, no uncles, no cousins who share the same last name. In other words, 245,000, or just under 47% of the total last names in Pennsylvania, belong to one and only one person. I'm not sure if I understand the math there. I don't get it. If he's identified I'm going to speak out loud here to you. I'm going to ask this question. It says he's identified 529,000 plus unique last names, and 245,000, or just under 47% of that total, not of the total voters, but of that total, belong to one and only one person. I don't get that. I thought the 521 belonged to one or only one person. I don't get it. Pennsylvania has 695,000 fewer people in the top 1,000 last names. He found there were fewer people with common surnames such as Smith, Jackson, and Johnson. Fewer Smith than there should be. Fewer Williams than there should be. Fewer Johnsons than there should be. Fewer Jacksons than there should be. So the point is, the general idea is somebody made up these names. The tally for these 500 negative names below nationwide estimate is 958,044. I don't know I just don't get where these numbers are coming from. First it was 500,000, then it was 47% of that. Now it's 958. But the point is, a guy who's very good at math, and I'm clearly not, because I don't understand what this mishmash means, other than the fact it's all voter fraud, and they made up a bunch of names. And another big news story is in Wisconsin, Republican lawmakers are doing big things. They've signed up to a federal lawsuit to overturn the fraudulent elections in several swing states. Democrats shut down county in these states. On election night, dumped in tens of thousands of suspect ballots, stole several states that Trump won. Never in the U.S. history has there been this much fraud in one presidential election. And so Republican state lawmakers in Wisconsin have signed on to the latest federal lawsuit seeking to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victories in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. By the way, no one ever mentions Nevada. Our state was so stolen, it's pathetic. And our Republican Secretary of State did nothing, does nothing, never will do anything. I wonder why. I wonder why. Am I allowed to ask questions? I wonder what's wrong. I wonder, she bribed? Is she blackmailed? Someone give her a house somewhere? Someone put money in a Cayman bank account somewhere? She just blind, deaf, and dumb? She just stupid? Is she just incompetent? Is she just a weak wallflower, unable to speak up? Barbara Sivaski, speak up. Are you a pipsqueak? Are you one of the pips? You with Gladys Knight? Are you one of the pips who doesn't speak? Are you a dummy? And you don't have the ventriloquist sticking a hand up your butt? How come you never talk, Barbara Sivaski? Not a word about the fraud that went on in Nevada. Oh, you didn't see any fraud. Yeah, because you remind me of Sergeant Schultz. You look just like him. I hear nothing. I see nothing. I've never seen a thing. Really? How much money are they giving you to say that? I'm so sick of these turncoat rats. These Republican rats. Don't get near me, Barbara Sivaski. Any future Republican event, don't seat her near me. Uh-uh. I don't even want to sit near you. I don't want to see you. You're a fraud. My opinion. It's an opinion show, and it's my opinion. You're a fraud. Republican does nothing. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747. Again, text Protect 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues, $40 off, $29.98 for a standard standard or queen size premium MyPillow. King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guarantee, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know how I feel about them. I've been with them for 5 years and I've saved over $100,000. Can you imagine just in premiums alone? I've said since summer that as of January 1st, I'll have saved $100,000. Well, January 1st is just a couple days from now. So at January 1st is this Friday, right? January 1st is New Year's, this Friday. So as of January 1st, I'll have saved $100,000. As of this week, I save $100,000 with Liberty HealthShare. Could you use an extra $100,000? Do I need to say any more? It's not health insurance. It's an alternative health insurance. It is Christian healthcare sharing. Liberty HealthShare is Christian healthcare sharing. But that means you can start anytime, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month if you want. No long-term contract. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And, you know, I had a surgery. It was $34,000 or $33,000. And, they paid the whole thing. And then I had another one. It was $33,000. They said, we'll charge you cash price $4,000. And then they paid me $3,300 of the $4,000. So I paid $700 for a $33,000 operation. Kind of amazing. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Great job. They provided health care, by the way. They're no little company. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. And I saved over $100,000. If you could use an extra $100,000 over the next 5 years, then call Liberty HealthShare and check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Talk about New Year's resolutions. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So, we're going to talk about masks in the next segment. I got a great guest on. who has analyzed mask data and found out that masks don't work. Absolutely proves that masks don't work. So I thought I'd give you this article first. Let me just see the article. The guest in the next hour is, in the next half hour is Justin Hart, founder of Rational Ground, and he's done the research that proves that masks are not very effective. And here's this article in Town Hall by Scott Moorfield, and he says in Tennessee they've done this amazing research. And the things they found would be headlines if they proved that masks work, but they're not headlines because they prove that masks don't work. So, fortunately, like Florida, Tennessee is a great place to compare mask-mandated places with ones that aren't mask-mandated and see if such government overreach really does contribute to the slow spread of COVID. And if they help, surely some evidence of that would be in the data, right? And he's a resident of the state of Tennessee, decided to run the numbers himself. He didn't know what he was going to find at all, and he wasn't planning on any one way or the other. He just wanted to see what the numbers show. So let's see if I could cut to the chase here. He ran the numbers for 17 contiguous counties for the period from October 1st to December 22nd. 9 did not have a mask mandate in place. 8 did. Over the allotted period, counties with mask mandates saw 4.7% of their population infected. Those without mask mandates, 4.6% infected. Interestingly, Hawkins County, which let its mandate expire at the end of September, had 4.3% of its population infected, while Carter County had 5.1% with a mandate in place. Both have identical populations, and I gather they're right next to each other. So the point is, he's not, you know, again, all these statistics show the same thing. It just doesn't matter, but actually there's a little bit less COVID anywhere they don't have masks. You hear what I just said? There's a little bit less COVID everywhere they don't have masks. Just like there's a little bit less crime everywhere you have Republican mayors instead of Democrat mayors. How about this rising Democrat star, Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta? I've said now for a year that she sounds more like a porn star than any mayor I've ever heard of in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, Keisha Lance Bottoms, starring in Deep Throat. Bottoms. Keisha Lance Bottoms. It's a woman. Lance Bottoms. Sounds like a male porn star. And her city faced its deadliest year in decades. Rising homicide rate in Atlanta. Put a dumb liberal in charge and everybody kills each other. Just like Chicago. But how about San Francisco? In San Francisco, drug overdoses have killed 4 times more people than COVID. The whole thing's ridiculous. Everywhere in the world, the COVID numbers are tiny. When you count the number of people under the age of 60 who have died, they're tiny. It's all very elderly people, decrepit in nursing homes, and I don't want them to die. I want you to spend money protecting them. But there's no reason to close society or anyone normal and healthy or young to be scared. No reason at all. They've scared everybody for nothing. This is a joke.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats narrowly approve a bill to cut $2,000 stimulus checks to Americans who qualify for them. The vote was 275 to 134. The bill now heads to the Republican-led Senate, where it needs 60 votes to pass. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, is not a fan of the enhanced stimulus checks.
Why would we be sending $2,000 to people with a six-figure income who've had no suspension, no reduction of their income at all? Consider the millions of federal employees. Never missed a check. Why would we be sending several thousand dollars to these folks? This money isn't sitting on a shelf. We're going to print it or we're going to borrow it.
Toomey speaking there on Fox News regarding those direct stimulus payments, either $600 or $2,000, will be hitting people's bank accounts by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Proud to be American-made. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. We go to war. Our guest is Justin Hart, founder of Rational Guard. Rational Ground. His website is rationalground.com. Here to talk to us about mask mandates. And I was just talking about Justin in Tennessee. There's a new study out of counties that have mask mandates and counties that don't. And they have almost the exact same amount of COVID, except a little bit more in the counties with the mask and the counties without the mask. Just a little bit more COVID with the mask. So it's just the statistics don't ever prove that masks work. As a matter of fact, they do prove they do nothing. They may not hurt you, but they do absolutely nothing. And they actually may hurt you a little bit because people get a little bit more COVID where they wear the mask. At least that's what I've seen in other studies. That's what I've seen in Tennessee. Let's talk about what you've got, Justin Hart. How are you?
Look, great, Wayne, great to be with you. It's difficult to assess all of these elements because there's so many moving parts. But one thing we know for sure is that the mask mandates become a catch-all. They become a scapegoat for our elected officials. If cases are going up, you're not masking hard enough. If cases are going down, it's because you're following my directions. And, of course, what it does is distract from the real issue that the lockdown policies have dramatic, awful, just absolutely devastating impact on ourselves, our kids, our churches, our businesses, and they want to distract from that. So that's my main purpose in calling attention to the purpose of masks not working, is that I want to wrench that tool out of their hand so that they can no longer use that as an excuse to gloss over their awful lockdown policies, because that's really what it's about here. I'm in Southern California in San Diego, and, you know, I can't go out to dinner. And I have friends and neighbors who own businesses that have been completely shuttered. And yet our cases per million are tons higher than they are in Florida, where things have been open for months. Just north of me is Disneyland, which is completely shuttered. But over in Disney World, they're operating just fine. And we're just about on the same latitude, too. So it makes no sense why things, you know, appear the way they do. Except that, you know, I think Gavin Newsom and some of these governors are kind of like gamblers at 2 a.m. in Reno. You know, they just keep putting the coins into the slot machine thinking, oh, this next turn will do it. Just shut down a little harder. I'm sure we'll get that jackpot soon.
Yeah, except I saw a study, Justin, by the way, Wayne Root saw a study of Marine recruits at Pendleton Marine Base, which is not far from you either. And did you see that study by chance, Justin?
Yes, I did. And you know, one of the things they pointed out, these are the healthiest people in the world, right? And they said, hey, you know, we have a great way to test this out. So let's test some people in masks, let's test some people in lockdowns, and see how they fare. And there was essentially no difference, right?
Except Justin, slightly more, again, just like the mask study in Tennessee,
right.
Slightly more COVID among the people that were horribly locked down in like prison cells, and you weren't allowed to see anyone for 2 weeks. Not one guest for 2 weeks sitting home bored by yourself watching TV. Slightly more COVID among them than the people that were given freedom and were hanging out with their friends in the dormitory. So, I mean, there's no point at all in the lockdown, completely pointless, except here's what I think. I want to see what you think. I think it's Cloward Piven, which is what I was taught at Columbia University by two Columbia professors. You destroy America and you destroy capitalism and you make us a socialist nation by bankrupting everyone and making them all go on welfare. And that's what this is doing. This is about socialism. It's got nothing to do clearly with COVID because it won't help COVID, but it's going to bankrupt every small business owner in America. And that must be the Democrats' goal. I can't see any other reason why they'd be doing this.
Well, look, just like media bias, there's no sort of underground news networks that's telling people how to, you know, what news to run. They just know what to do, right? And so there's no conspiracy. This is their default mode. And when all of a sudden they see that China is literally welding people inside their apartments, they thought to themselves, well, let's give it a shot and
that's
see
a great
how
idea.
People react.
They say that's a great idea.
And sadly, you know, we've sort of kowtowed. It's been really unfortunate. I know my neighbors are scared to death, and who can blame them? All they see is the worst fears, and they see it from all over the place. And we have maybe even, you know, quote, conservative governors, unquote, who sort of tally along with this as well. And so it's been very unfortunate that we've let fear rule our lives this way. And when we looked at the mask mandates, we looked at every single county, every single state, and we looked at them between May 1st to December 15th. And we said, okay, well, when they had the masks on, what was happening? When they had the masks off, what was happening? And we saw that there was far more cases with the mask mandates in place. Now, you know, you might say that, you know, these are counties that needed those masks because the cases were going up. And that's fine and all, but the masks certainly didn't help them. The cases kept going up and up and up. And so I think it's been an unfortunate realization that we have. If we went back 100 years and you went to 1919 and 1920, 2 years after the 1918, that was a real pandemic. There were articles there talking about masks were the best friend for infection, quietly realizing that all the mask mandates they had in 1918, and believe me, they had lots of them there too, they slowly learned, that's just not going to work, is it?
It's so bizarre. I mean, the best test case would just, you don't need to look at the whole country, you don't need to look at specific counties. How about if you just look at your state, Justin, California? California claims that COVID is raging. They claim the cases are through the roof. They claim, just today the governor said we're going to have to, or maybe it's the mayor of L.A., one of them said we're probably going to have to extend the lockdowns in Los Angeles County. So I guess it was the mayor of L.A. or maybe it was the county supervisors. Whatever it was, they're raging with COVID is their claim. And the hospitals are filled, the ICUs are filled is their claim. I don't know that it's true, but it's their claim. And if that's the case, then masks don't work and lockdowns don't work because you people have been masked and locked down and it's raging. So how do you explain that?
Look, one of the key studies that came out, and this came out in the end of April from India, it showed that 90% of the people who had died from COVID, directly from the disease, had a significant lack of vitamin D. And so I don't know whose idea it was to shut us all indoors away from the sun,
right,
giving takeout, because we know obesity is the other factor that goes towards contributing to deaths of COVID, and then let us all out in the open to face the disease. It was a terrible, terrible decision, and I think it's basically the fear of it just ramping up. They feel like they have to do something. Now, the really interesting data is when you look at states that are right next to each other, right? So North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Utah, Montana, all of those Mountain West folks there. And when you look at their curves, because their cases are going down, they went up at the same time and they all came down at the same time. Now, unless there was some roaming horde of infected people that were going up and down the states there all at the same time, infecting a bunch of people, and then people started paying attention to wearing masks, and then they all came down. By Thanksgiving, the pandemic was over in that wave for those Mountain West counties, because what happens is, in any type of viral pandemic that you have, is that the virus goes for about 8 to 12 weeks, is what epidemiologists tell us, and then it'll phase down. Now, look, I want to be honest. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a virologist. And usually, I wouldn't insert myself into their domain. I am a data person, and I look at the data. And normally, as I said, I wouldn't sort of, you know, insert myself, inject myself into their equation, but they sure seem to be injecting themselves into my life, my business, my church, my kids' education, my health. So I hope they'll forgive me if I've checked their math. I've checked it, and it's wrong. And that's something that we've known from the beginning. The number of deaths they assert, the number of hospitalizations they assert, the deadliness of the disease, we know exactly who this affects. And if we had spent half as much time protecting the most vulnerable among us, which is typically our elderly, then as we do, you know, masking up and making sure people are locked down and business shut down, we would have half as many deaths, because we've just decided that somehow we have to protect everyone. And here's the truth of the matter. When you try to protect everyone, you end up protecting no one.
Yeah, or I would say when you try to protect everyone, you just bankrupt every person with a small business. How about that one? You're just killing. You're not killing the big business. I mean, just explain this to me, Justin. We're talking to Justin Hart, founder of Rational Ground, his website, rationalground.com. Just explain this. If, in fact, COVID kills you in a small business, how come it doesn't attack you at Costco?
That's always the conundrum that we face, right? the government picking winners and losers. Of course, you know, they did that. They do that all the time here in California. CFL light bulbs over LED light bulbs. And in the end, we all start paying for it. And it's no laughing matter. And even beyond the business wreckage that it's wreaked here in San Diego and up the coast in California are the real impacts on lives. 48% of cancer screenings were missed during the peak of the pandemic. 50% of chemo treatments missed. 250,000 child abuse cases gone unreported because those are typically found out from school teachers. And another 50% of people increase in fentanyl overdoses nationally. At the peak, it was 145% in fentanyl and suicide overdoses. 25% of our youth thinking about suicide on a regular basis. This is devastating, and it's really going to impact us for a long time.
Well, and by the way, and the music's on, so we got to run. Justin Hart, great interview. Glad to have you on. Hope we'll have you on again. Did a good job. But there's only two things I know of. There are no cures for any virus, let alone COVID. There are no cures. But the only things I know work, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, probiotics, garlic, and colloidal silver. And I've never been sick a day in the last 30 years because of that. And yet they won't let you say that on the air. You have to say, well, you listen, it won't cure it. Listen, I'm not a doctor. Listen, I'm not a scientist. Nothing will solve this problem, but it might help, might build your immune system. The government doesn't want you to get better, it sure seems like. The only thing that works is vitamins. If you say it, they get mad at you. Justin Hart, founder of Rational Ground, website rationalground.com. Thank you, Justin. Wayne Allyn-Root, be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Energize Health. Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor of the segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. Let me take a quick look because I didn't even know. Usually until this moment in the show, I never know what gold has done, gold and silver for the day. But I'll head over to CNBC.com, and they've got a chart that always tells me very quickly. Gold climbs to one-week peak as dollar slips. So gold is up to almost $1,900 an ounce. Silver up as well, as always, a little bit more than gold. Silver up to 26, heading for $27 an ounce. So both of them doing really well, and you're going to need to buy gold and silver in the new year. You're just going to need to, because we're headed for a disastrous month of January, and a lot of smart people I know, people who are not weird, people who don't have any big agenda, people who aren't strange, people who aren't mentally ill, people who don't have antennas coming from their head, tell me that they think we're headed for civil war, and this country's headed for the roughest time in history in the first quarter of this year. And of course, if Biden is sworn in as president, which I hope and pray is not true, and we can at the last minute defeat him, but if he is, we're headed for a national lockdown. It's just a disaster. You better own gold and silver. And by the way, if Biden's president, forget about the lockdown for a minute, just the spending, the Green New Deal, the free Medicare for all, the free health care for all, the free college for all, my God, we're already at $27 trillion in national debt. We'll be at $100 trillion in 4 years with Biden. He's a madman. And his obsession with climate change. I mean, we all know he's got dementia. We know he's an idiot. I'm sorry to say. He really is an idiot. There's nothing left. He's a zombie. And all he talks about, he's been programmed. They got their hand up his ass. And it's like a ventriloquist. And he's the dummy. And it's like, climate change, everything has to be changed for climate change. Well, he'll just bankrupt America. It's just done. So you better own gold and silver if you want to protect your future and your children's future and your standard of living and your retirement. Go to Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll free, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, toll free, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Be sure to tell them that Wayne Root sent you. So, I don't mean to say I told you so, but there's a lot of I told you so's in this show because I've been right on a lot of stuff. An Israeli man has died after receiving the COVID vaccine, and there are over 5,000 health impact events reported in the U.S., which means serious side effects and allergic reactions and close-to-death experiences in the United States from the vaccine. And it's only been a couple weeks. But following a handful of reports, including one involving a priest from the Philadelphia area who volunteered as a trial participant, about patients who received the vaccine dying in the weeks following the second dose, and a man in Israel has died 2 hours after receiving the first vaccine. 75-year-old man from Bet Shane. So these things happen. I mean, it's fair. I'm going to be very, very honest and fair. Maybe he just died. When you're 75, you just die. Maybe he just died because he was going to die anyway. But he died 2 hours after receiving the vaccine. He received the vaccine at 8:30 in the morning, waited for the customary time at the health clinic, released to go home. Sometime after that, lost consciousness and pronounced dead. I mean, come on. Come on, come on, come on. He was vaccinated this morning against coronavirus, died at his home shortly after the procedure. That news follows reports 5,000 of the first 215,000 recipients of the vaccine in the United States reported some kind of serious adverse health impact event, which could be something that seriously limits an individual's ability to function or complete daily tasks. These events are severe enough to require medical attention, but we don't know the exact details. So maybe they missed a day of work. Maybe they felt badly for 2 days. Maybe they were deathly ill. Maybe they almost died. I don't know which one it is. I'm sure it's some mixture. It's not good. 10%, by the way, of 215,000 would be 21.5. 21.5 would be 10%, and therefore 1% would be 21.50. So this is 2% of all the people who got the vaccine had some sort of a serious health impact event. And here's good news. You know, sometimes I deliver bad news, but I like to deliver good news. But you don't hear this on the news because it doesn't fit their purpose, which is to scare you to death. If it bleeds, it leads. If it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead. New COVID-19 cases and deaths in the U.S. fall to the lowest levels in weeks. Did you hear that? I didn't hear that anywhere. Now, Breitbart, I sure didn't hear it in the regular news. The United States on Sunday saw significant decreases in COVID-19 cases and deaths, marks that were two of the lowest in weeks. 150,000 new coronavirus cases, 1,200 related deaths nationwide. The case count is the lowest since late November, and the death toll is just the second this month, 1,200 lower. Isn't that good news? Do you think maybe people should hear it? That deaths are down and cases are down? And that there's a lot more people sick in California than there are in Texas and Florida? But Texas and Florida are wide open and California shut down? Shut down, lockdown, quarantined? When we get back, lots more to tell you about. A UK journalist hounded after pointing out that only the old and the sick basically die from COVID, so why are we shutting down society? And they hounded her. In Norway, they've outlawed hate speech against trans people in your own home. And how about a family doctor in Australia suspended his medical license, can't practice medicine anymore after he shared his Christian beliefs online? This is coming to America if Biden's president. Trust me, they're coming after us all.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.